Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. I've been recently studying the book of Nehemiah, and I've been fascinated with that particular character. And in particular, if there is one phrase that could summarize the entire book of Nehemiah, is pray and prepare. Nehemiah was commissioned by the king of Persia to rebuild the broken down walls of Jerusalem, and in doing so, he encountered a lot of obstacles along the way, and through prayer and preparation, he was able to overcome every one of them. Let's read from Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Now it happened, when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, they became very angry. And all of them conspired to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Nevertheless," verse 9, "we made our prayer to God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night." So he prayed and he watched. Verse 11, "And our adversaries said, they will neither know nor see anything till we come in their midst and kill them and cause their work to cease. So it was when the Jews who dwelt near them came, and they told us 10 times, from whatever place you turn, they will be upon you." So they're clearly inciting fear among the people. So Nehemiah said, "I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families with swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, 'Do not be afraid. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, daughters, wives, and houses.' So it was from that time on, half my servants worked at construction, while the other half held spears, shields, bows, and they wore armor. Those who built on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves such that with one hand they worked at the construction, and with the other hand they held a weapon. Every one of the builders had his sword girded at his side as he built." So that last verse 18, "every one of the builders had his sword girded at his side as he built," that summarizes and that paints a picture of the entire book of Nehemiah. They built, but they were prepared for war. They prayed and they prepared. You know, there are many times when we get really spiritual and we think to ourselves, we shouldn't prepare. We should just have faith. We should just trust God. And when I say it like that, it becomes obvious. And why would anyone say that? But in many different ways, we say that. For example, there are many of us who pray to God for protection, and you trust in God for protection, but you don't want insurance. You don't want a security system in your house. You don't want burglar proof. You're praying for protection, but you're not taking measures to protect yourself. And Nehemiah was exactly in the same situation, right? He prayed for protection against his enemies, but at the same time, he made sure he put everyone with weapons ready to fight in the event that they had to. Even the people building the wall, they had a hammer in one hand and they had a sword at their side, ready to fight, ready to drop the hammer and fight if the need arose. It turns out the need never arose because the enemies that threatened them never followed through. But Nehemiah did not know that. He did not know that was going to happen. So he was prepared for any outcome. As Christians, we tend to read the Bible selectively. Everybody listening to me would have heard the story of Jehoshaphat. He was a king of Judah. God told him, "You don't need to fight. I will fight for you. All you need to do is to blow the trumpet, sing, clap, praise God, and then I will fight." And that's exactly what happened. The people of Israel just praised God and they worshipped, and God went and he fought against the enemy, and then Israel woke up the next day and found their enemies dead. But that was just one story in the Bible. There were many other examples where God told the people, "I will fight for you," yet you see the people fighting. You see, there are times when God will fight for you, but there are times when God will fight through you. And the majority of times a king of Judah or Israel had any kind of battle, they would actually engage in the battle, but God would be with them and God would grant them the victory. It was very rare that God would say to them, don't fight at all, do nothing. Just do absolutely nothing and I will fight for you. That was the exception, never the rule. The rule is you plan and you pray. You pray and you prepare. So you fight and you are open to the possibility that God could fight for you or God could fight through you. Sometimes God fights for you and you don't even know there's a battle going on and God just takes care of it. But then there are some times when God works through your efforts to accomplish the victory. Preparing is not against faith. In fact, lack of preparation is something called presumption, because a lot of Christians think that faith means I don't need to prepare, I don't need to have insurance, I don't need to go to a doctor, I'm just praying, I'm just trusting God. But lack of preparation is actually proof that you are presumptuous. Lack of preparation is actually presumption, because you're essentially saying to God, you have to work a certain way. You're putting God in a box and you're saying, God, I'm not going to do anything. You have to fight for me. But God might be saying, but I want to fight through you. I want to fight with you. Why are you doing nothing? So that is actually not a position of faith, but a position of presumption, where you assume and presume that God is going to act a certain way when God has options. The reality is there is no one way that God could work. God could work in a myriad of different ways and he always has options. God could fight for you. He could fight through you. Sometimes he will just tell you, praise God, and he will give you the victory. Sometimes he will tell you, march around the walls and he will give you victory. Sometimes he will tell you, take up the sword and fight and I will still give you the victory. He works in a number of different ways. You have to pray, but praying without preparation is presumption. Let's suppose you're sick. By all means, pray for healing. But a lot of Christians feel that if they go to a doctor or if they take medication, then that means they don't have faith. And even preachers will tell them, you're praying to God for healing, but yet you're still on the medication, yet you're still visiting doctors. And they would give Christians the impression that going to a doctor means you don't have faith. That is totally wrong. Nehemiah prayed and he prepared. So you pray for healing, but you also take the medication, you also go to the doctors. Let me tell you why. Because sometimes God could heal miraculously, but thing is, you don't know if God will heal you of a particular ailment, and you don't know when God will heal you. God could heal, but God could also reveal. Sometimes God might choose to not heal you supernaturally, but instead he might choose to reveal what the problem is, and he could either tell it to you, he could cause your doctor to figure it out, and then that way he leads you to the right course of treatment. And in my experience, that is what happens most of the times. So you need to pray and prepare. If you were just praying alone, faith without works, then you will cut yourself off of 90% of the blessings that you could experience in life. There's a story of somebody whose child had a particular disease, and they followed one of these preachers from TV who said, throw away the medication. So they threw away the medication, withheld the medicine from the child, and the child died. And the parents got prosecuted. They went to jail for manslaughter. Those things are unnecessary. Medication is not against faith. In fact, does not the Bible say, laughter doeth good like medicine? Does that not imply that medicine is good? God could work supernaturally or he could work through medication. God has options, and you can't close off one particular option because you want to be super spiritual. You might ask, okay, well, should Christians have businesses? Should Christians invest? Or should they just trust in God to supply their needs according to his riches and glory? And the answer is both. The Bible does say God will supply your needs according to his riches and glory, but the Bible also talks a lot about Christians making wise financial decisions, investing. You do both, because the Bible says God gives you the power to get wealth. He doesn't give you wealth per se, but he gives you the power to get wealth. So you should be praying, God, bless the work of my hands. As I work, bless me and cause my work to be productive and profitable. As I invest, give me wisdom to make wise investments. If I open a business, Lord, give me favor that my business will do well. Give me a good business idea and give me favor. Paul had a business. Paul was the great apostle to the Gentiles, but Paul had a business of making tents and selling for money. Single Christians may ask, well, should we just be praying and trusting God to give us a husband or wife, or should we go out looking? And the answer is both. You should be praying and preparing. If you're just praying, God send somebody, and you're sitting down home doing nothing, then what are you giving God to work with? But on the other hand, you should be praying, Lord, as I go looking for a potential husband or wife, as I meet people, open my eyes, give me wisdom, give me favor that I can meet the right people, help me to work on myself so I could iron out all of my flaws. Work through me. As I work, as I plan, as I prepare, bless me. That is how God works. In fact, we have a book that we wrote recently called I Kissed Waiting Goodbye. And that book teaches single Christians how God works in the area of helping you to find a husband or wife. The book is called I Kissed Waiting Goodbye by Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady. It's available on Amazon, but it's also available in RIK bookstores in Trinidad. So as soon as stores open back, feel free to check it out. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye. Understanding is good. The entire book of Proverbs tells us to get wisdom, get understanding. Understanding is a crucial part of our Christian walk. We need understanding, but the Bible also says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. So that's the careful little balance that every Christian must navigate. We need understanding, but we can't lean on our understanding. So in that statement, you see the whole praying and preparing in action. You need to trust God, so you pray. You seek Him. You seek Him for understanding. But at the same time, when you get your understanding, when you figure things out, when you get knowledge, don't lean on it. In other words, don't let your understanding be a substitute for trusting in God. You need to do both. You need to trust God and get understanding, so that you will not lean on your own understanding, but you will trust God for His wisdom and understanding. That is how the Christian life works. In fact, there is only one area in our Christian life that doesn't work that way, and that is called salvation. Salvation is the only thing that God just does for you, and you have to do nothing. You just have to receive it, because He paid the price. He did all of the work. He was righteous on your behalf. He fulfilled the righteous requirements of God. He fulfilled the wrath of God when He died on the cross, and He provided salvation to you as a free gift. Salvation is the only thing that's totally free. Everything else in your Christian walk, you have to pray and prepare. You have to pray and plan. But salvation is free. And if you're listening to me and you don't know Jesus Christ, He is the one who died for your sins. He provided salvation free of charge. He took all your sins upon Him, and He forgave all of your sins in advance. And all you have to do is receive His free gift of salvation. All you have to do is give Him your sins, give Him your life, and take His righteousness. He offers that exchange to you free of charge.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link.
God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.